in our deen, in our way of life. The most honored, respected, highest level, greatest is not just the thing that will take us to Jannah, to paradise. Rather, paradise, it will take to the highest level of paradise. And it will save everyone or an individual from the fire of Jahannam. It won't just take a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it will make a person the mahmoob of Allah, the mahbub, the beloved of Allah. And it will also be the means to the nearness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will guarantee the qurb, the nearness, the closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the whole of the dunya, it will give khair and barakat, goodness and blessings. They will rain down on a person. And all amal, all deeds will be immersed, surrounded and included with immense and extreme thawab and reward. There's one factor that gives all of this. It will complete the deen of a person. It will complete the religion of a person. Allah's and Allah's mahbub, Allah, a person will become the mahbub of Allah. There is one amal that will give all of these results. Subhanallah. What is that amal? What is that action? All of those deeds, all of those results I've just mentioned are dependent on this amal. Do dua, pray to Allah that we, Allah Ta'ala gives us that amal in our destiny. What is that amal? What is that action? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said Himself in the Quran, Subhanallah, that such an azeem success is based on that one amal. And what is that amal? اتَّبَعِ سُنَّةِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. To imitate, to follow, to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's sunnah, to do amal on it. This is the result that I've mentioned in the last few minutes. On one sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person does amal on it, then Allah Ta'ala gives that person all of this tawab that I just mentioned. The vast array, the whole spectrum. And this is, you can say, the summary of our deen. The start and the end, success and failure, whether it's dunya or akhirah, it is all hinged on ittiba, following, imitating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salah will be accepted. Ibadah, worship will be accepted. Sujood will be counted as sujood. Dhikr will be counted as dhikr. Every action, the basis of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala will be, is it done in the way of the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? This is the message of Islam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said Himself, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهَ. That whoever obeys my Nabi has verily obeyed Allah. It is joint. Joint. Look at the level. Look at the level. Now here, for a mu'min, for a person who has iman, for a person who has belief, the most valuable and precious factor of Islam is to do amal on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah and way. Now wretched shaitan has promised, or he said to Allah, that Allah will not allow your servants and believers to go into paradise. So he understood the key factor that gives success. He said, I'm going to make the people fail based on one point. And if I get them practicing on one that point or falling down, then they can do all the amal under the sun, worship, actions, prostration, but it will all be to waste. Because he knew the center focal point of Islam, and he put emphasis on what action? That I'm going to take the sunnah practices away from the Muslims. From the Muslim, doesn't matter how many amal he does, ibadat, he can try his best, but it's stated that I will make him practice in against opposition to the sunnah. I won't let him understand the importance of the sunnah. And the verse of the Quran, when shaitan said that Allah, I will grab them from the right, from the left, from in front of them, from behind them. And then the Mufassirin, the commentators said, this is it, that from all sides shaitan will attack, and he will say to us, don't do amul on any sunnah action of the Prophet. Not necessary. Don't need to. And he'll make us feel good and happy, and he'll make us feel solid, that you don't need to follow the sunnah. And rather, when somebody follows the sunnah, then he will demote the Sunnah Nauzubillah in front of their eyes. This is the biggest enmity of shaitan with our deen. And this is the biggest zawal of the Islam. When zawal starts of Islam, when the zawal of Islam starts, in other words, when Islam will start to set like the sun sets, then there'll be no value of the Sunnah actions. It'll be the worst generation which we are seeing with our own eyes. That in that day and age, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sunnah, which will be demoted and degraded, astaghfirullah, that will start up and they will disappear. Then it will be the worst of generations and fitan and fitnas, that generation of fitna, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sunnah will be criticized, mocked upon, joked against openly, people will laugh, person will be good, nice, practicing Sunnah, totally fine in his looks, in his appearance, in his practice. And he'll say, oh no, what is this Maulvi who's going around? What's this beard that you've adorned on your face? What is this parda you're wearing or you're observing? From every home, this clamor, this noise will emanate. And this will be the day and age of fitna of Dajjal Zamana, and Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and wrath will descend. And such adabs will descend in that day and age. And the qawm, at that time, those adabs and those sicknesses and illnesses, they will not be able to sustain the punishment. So many punishments Allah will give. Hunger, and Allah will give poverty, and women will be disrespected, and Allah says dishonored. Because the people at that time of that generation, they'll say, what have we done to earn this? What's our fault that we're being persecuted, that we're being punished? They imagine, they will not understand why the mu'mineen, the Muslims won't know. And the Quran has told us clearly, it's announced clearly. We think that, oh, we are ashiks and lovers of the Prophet ﷺ, and shaitan will make this belief even stronger. In other words, the sunnahs will be annihilated, na'uzubillah, or neglected and left. The qadr, the izzat, the reverence of the sunnah will go. Rather, will go opposite. That despite, rather than practicing the sunnah, we'll say, what have we done wrong? We haven't done anything wrong. Why are we being punished today? Why is there dhulum on us? Why is there oppression on us? Why did Allah Ta'ala choose us for this, na'uzubillah? And did Allah choose the Muslims to degrade? Can you hear these things around the world today? Tell me the honest truth. Can you hear these words? Don't we hear these words and these complaints? Rather, before we discuss that, what is the qadr of one sunnah? One sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, what is the value? One sunnah, it is heavier than the whole of the deen of Islam. Remember this, when a person does an amal, and he practices it in accordance to of the sunnah, in the way of the sunnah, Allahu Akbar, when he follows the sunnah, then where does he reach? Where does the amal reach rather? Where does his action reach? It is so elevated that we cannot imagine where that amal has reached. Where has that amal taken that person that he did in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But shaitan, oh, says it's not important. We don't need to do this. Yaar, why is it necessary to follow the sunnah? We have to follow the dunya. We have to run with the dunya. And this is the biggest deception on the day of judgment on Qiyamah, when he will go. And you will see, Allah will say to him, did you not understand? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. My Quran announced to you that he came as an example to you. The best of examples, the Rasul I sent to you, he is the beautiful example of a prophet. He was an example for all of mankind and creation. However he ate, you should eat like that. However he drank water, you should drink water like that. However he used to sleep, you should sleep like that. However he did istinja, you should do istinja as well. Yes? That he was an example. What is example? That, for example, if I give you a condition, that I'm giving you an example here, and make my shirt the same as the shirt example I'm giving you. You say, okay, fine, you're the tailor, and you manufacture a shirt, and the buttons were here, but you put the shirts on the new one here. The pocket was there, and you put it a few centimeters off scale. And the size, you kept it a bit off size. The cuffs were open, and you put buttons on the cuffs. And I will say that the example I gave you, oh, you say, I'll just change the buttons. Will I accept that? What's the manufacturer? I'll say, I gave you the copy and I told you to make leather. Allah Ta'ala will say the same, that I gave you the example of the greatest of human beings. And Allah says to us that you need to imitate him every single way. Say subhanallah, say it louder until Medina, the call should go to Medina. Subhanallah, these are very valuable days. These are the days of Hajj, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our majlis and then we'll be successful. Isn't it? What else do we have to discuss when we sit down? Should we talk about a wasteful discussion? We need to talk about those discussion points that were the words of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that were without value. So brothers, in this way, it's very important, very valuable points about which Allah Ta'ala is saying that without this you should not do any amal without following the style and the method of the sunnah. Allah says that I've given you the example, the greatest example, the greatest revealing, so all confusions will end. How shall I do this? Is this right I'm doing? Am I doing it wrong? Allah says, giving you the greatest example. So our job is to ask, is my action in conformance with the sunnah in the way that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it? Fine, that's good. After that, if there's depression or the problems come or decrease in something comes, no worries, because I did my actions according to the sunnah. It cannot be wrong. It's impossible that it can be wrong. It can never be wrong. This is a vision, a mirage, if I think that I'm doing wrong. Yes, and when the results will come out eventually in the hereafter, then inshallah the correct result will come. For example, you want to run a business and you want to follow the sunnah way to run the business. And if you do the sunnah way, barakah, business, and if loss comes, fine. That's fair enough. Say subhanallah. If poverty comes, hunger comes, debts come, they'll say, you mad? You're, for example, takes interest, take a loan, and shaitan's whispering will come, and because these are the tests of the world at that time, you say, no, because the hukum is, the order is that the Prophet Muhammad is the example, and he gave me the hukum to do tijara. I'm doing business in the same way, so I'm not going to step back. The whole world will laugh at you, your wife, children, alhamdulillah. After that, when you will adhere to the sunnah, the right way of doing business, you'll succeed in the test, and you'll get the slaps of poverty and wretched amongst people, and you'll be surrounded by debts. Then Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَن يَتَلَّهُ, that don't worry, don't fear, you accepted me. Allah Ta'ala said, see your Rabb, how he will open the doors for you of sustenance. Just a little bit of effort and struggle you have to make, just have to stick to it a little bit, don't fear. Allah Ta'ala says, don't fear, this is the deen. And we start to fear and tremble. No, yaar, oh, let me do something wrong and I can't sustain this any longer. Beware, how dare we practice away from the sunnah. We will have destruction in this world and the hereafter. This is just temporary tests and challenges that come to the world. This is a massive point. So today, let's share or understand one sin. If I tell you the percentage, maybe it's beyond 100%. Maybe no Zahid, Abid, Maulvi, here, there. It's very difficult to save ourselves from this sin. I'm not saying you're doing it, but it's very difficult to be saved from this sin. Very difficult indeed. It's such a big sin. Yes, all ibadat are eliminated. This sin eliminates all ibadat. Yes, there's no cure that we can see. And today a man is very distressed and upset, every man and woman, from that sin that he doesn't understand. And totally it's happening like this. The Quran and the Hadith tell us that destruction has come to that person. His amal is destroyed due to that sin. Is there anyone who doesn't do this sin today? It's so common. Very common. A massive sin indeed. And what is that sin? Is the evil eye. The evil eye. Yes? It's so common. Is this sin so common? If we look at the punishments of this person, leaves home, he does wudu, performs wudu to go, leaves home to pray salah, and while he's going to the masjid, then his eyes have gone astray so many times. He's prayed salah, he's done dhikr, recited Quran, he's going towards home, and eyesight goes astray and is utilized in the wrong way. Because shaitan, he said, I'll come from in front, from behind, from the right, from the left, I will attack, I'll influence the human being. I'll influence the living and make him do sin. I'll come from in front, behind, right, left, all directions. And when my eyes will open after death, I was praying salah, I did actions, I'll say, yes, you did, but you did sins at the same time. How many women would you look at? You would gape at? How many waswasi would come in your heart? You used to look at the female. It cannot be that you look at a woman and shaitan doesn't make you go further. How can it be? It cannot be that you don't look further. Allah Ta'ala says the question doesn't arise. That you could not do anything physically, but inside you used to become impure with the thoughts. Your impure thoughts, your ibadat used to become a waste. And people said, oh, he prays salaya, he's a musalli. Allah said, he's a criminal. He's a criminal, he's wrapped around the sins. Everyone saw him praying, going five times a day to masjid. But Allah Ta'ala said, five times a day he goes to the masjid and comes back doing zina. Adultery, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And in this day and age, shaitan has done that action today. That even in our pockets, we are attached to shaitan. We have items in our pockets, pictures, newspapers, adverts, there's nothing. And then when we leave the house, there are adverts. Tell me, can you be safe from the adverts? Yes? So the billboards, etc. So it doesn't mean that if this day and age has come that we cannot be saved from the sin, or that we won't be accounted for the sin. Of course we'll be accounted for the sin. Because if the punishments have been mentioned in hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, And he, can we wipe away the hadith? No. As Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu stated that, you know, if you see a ghayr mahram, a female, or a female sees the male, you go to work, you go in the dunya, you've got beards on your faces, you wear imamas. People say, oh, is this Jibreel alayhi salam who's come to the earth? When they see the face with the person with the beard and the imam, but in the kitab it's written something else, because he's not protecting his eyesight. He's not lowering the gaze. He's not securing his eyes. Am I right or am I wrong, my brothers? We are all sat here, thieves, all of us. And if I take the percentage, I cannot. I'll tell you the reason after why. Why is this the case? Look at the point. So he stated in the hadith that looking with the evil eye, looking at the opposite sex, this is an arrow, a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. It's not just an arrow, it's a poisonous arrow, poisonous on the tip. When a person looks at a ghayr mahram, when for example you want to pain somebody, then you have an arrow, the tip is dipped in poison, and when that pierces a person, he passes away. So same way adultery, it doesn't make a person die, rather it makes his iman die. Allahu Akbar. Zina, evil eye, looking at the opposite sex, which you're not allowed to look with the evil eye, this makes a person's iman die. Allah says, when you leave this sin, then you will feel the halawa, the true taste of iman. Your iman will become alive. You were deceased before, and you revive your deen and your iman. So shaitan, he fires the poisonous tip arrow to your heart when you look at a woman or a picture or imagined pictures and scenes, ghayr mahram. Whether a woman looks at a man or a man at a woman, oh no, she's the daughter of my uncle, doesn't matter. If she is ghayr mahram, then she is haram for you, or he is haram for you, and that action will have the worst consequences. Today on Hajj zina is easy, and in front of the Kaaba is easy to do Hajj, is easy to get stuck to the cloth of the Kaaba, to drink zamzam, to pray tahajjud, to read 15-10 juz of the Quran. This is easy today. The whole of Ramadan, to keep the 30 fast, very simple. And to pray 20 rakah tarawih is very easy. But to save oneself from zina is very difficult. And I'll tell you what is the reason for this. What is the reason for this? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Tell me. So can we be saved from this? Can we be saved from this sin? Has iman gone or not? Tell me. Has iman not gone? And salah has gone, iman has gone, hajj has gone, everyone's gone. Everyone, the arrow, the poisonous arrow has pierced the hearts. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I'll present his hadith at your service. Allahu Akbar. Zina, what is zina? What are the punishments of zina? Of adultery, fornication, you will have heard from the buzarga, the pious predecessors, the scholars, that what are the punishments of zina? Yes, zina of the eyes. It's stated, the Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the ghayr mahram, to see the opposite sex member with the eyes, this is the zina of the eyes. And the consequence will be that person will be thrown into Jahannam. And in his eyes, the hot molten, for example, the molten lead will be heated up in Jahannam, and then it will be poured into his eyes. Will he be able to sustain that pain? So tell me, look at again at the member of the... Women are doing the same, men are doing the same. Looking at the opposite sex, a woman wears the niqab and the zina of the eyes, subhanAllah. She's wearing the niqab and she's looking at the ghayr mahram. This is not jais. The meaning of niqab doesn't mean that he can't see you, so you can look at the man. And the woman today recognizes all the men. Oh, he was going in the bazaar, shopping. I saw that sahib was going. Qari sahib, I saw him in the masjid. This is not the case. And the whole report she'll give to you. And she's wearing niqab on her face. So niqab, she's doing zina through the niqab. Adultery through the niqab. Zina of the eyes. We have beards, we are doing zina of the eyes. Yes, a big punishments. Dirty, you know. The woman, for example, you know where the urine emanates from the private part? There the pus will come out and the zani will drink the pus that comes out from the private part. This will be the punishment. So we need to save ourselves from this sin. We need to save ourselves. Another hadith I will mention has Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I remember the hadith that he narrated, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if you do not protect your eyes from the evil eye stray, then Allah ta'ala will disfigure your faces, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will disfigure your faces. Your faces will be disfigured, spoilt. And they do get disfigured and spoilt. Don't take what I'm saying badly. Negatively, the beard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the beard is beauty. Who stated this? That me and you accept him as the Nabi, as the Habib of Allah. We say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we shave and say that we look beautiful. Our face is spoiled or is it handsome? Tell me, account for that. Is it handsome when you shave the beard? Is it handsome? or is it disfigured? Then why do we do this bad action? I'm not doing tabligh, I'm asking you a question. I'm just posing a question. You shave the beard, or somebody shaves the beard, for what reason? That Allah Ta'ala says, we said that we don't believe Allah or His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We believe those, and hear those that shave the beard, you look young and beautiful. So what's happened to iman? Have we disfigured our faces or not? Tell me. So most definitely that person will have a habit that he cannot control his eyesight. He'll be a thief, a criminal. That Allah Ta'ala showed him in the world that your face is disfigured. That you will recognize from the face of that person that Allah knows best what you do in isolation when you're on your own. What do you look at? You're used to that time. You probably don't sleep until you don't look at the nakedness on the TV or the programs. Was Allah Ta'ala's promises that I will disfigure your face. And Allah Ta'ala has become the witness against that. So these are all hadith, my friends. These are hadith. Look at these points. Now, I won't continue because we have to do dhikr. We have to do dhikr. So we've understood now what a big sin it is. And it is aam. It is common and every man's doing it. So how do we protect the zina? How? How do we save ourselves from these sins? How? From this sin. I will explain, inshallah, with the fadl of Allah. Will we practice on the solution? Put your hands up if you'll practice the solution. If you want to be saved from this sin of zina, that's good. Okay, fine. So, how do we save ourselves from zina? Allahu Akbar. We can be saved, we can protect ourselves, we can leave the sin of zina. How? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do amal on his sunnah, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. What is the method of being saved from zina? That there's only one way to be saved from Jahannam. One way to save yourself from all sins is to practice, implement, imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. That what is the sunnah of this action I'm about to do? And if you read the hadith, if you hear the hadith, do amal on the sunnah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my sunnah, my tariqah, my method is what? That when I walk, then right and left I don't look, rather I continue and I don't look here and there. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, Mufassirin, the commentator, said, whoever wants to be saved from the sin of the evil eye, the eye straying and doing zin of the eyes, then he should make this his habit. Then when he leaves his home, he leaves the marketplace, and when he shouldn't look to the right, he shouldn't look to the left. Rather, he should just continue on the path straight and not look around. Say subhanallah. And you'll be saved from the massive sin and from massive adab and from the massive ditch of Jahannam. But no, this is sunnah. This is not sunnah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to save us. He came to save us from the fire of Jahannam. And today this sin is so common that no other action can save us from this sin. No amal can save us from this sin. But if anything can save us, then the sunnah itself will save us. Those who want to be saved today from this sin, then from the evil eye, the straying of the eyes, so the solution is when you leave the home, whether it's a sister or brother, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, don't look at people. Allah's Nabi said, I don't look to around, I don't look to the right, the left, I just go on my own way, I focus on the task I've left home for, and I do that task and come home. If we practice this for 1 week, my brothers, this is the deen of Islam. This is deen. Give this so much importance that all the nawafil, the tahajjud, leave that and make this a solid practice first. A solid lesson first. This is the biggest action, and the biggest action is to be saved from the sins and to leave the sins so our deen can be protected, our iman can be protected, our salah can be protected. My brothers, when we do amal on this, then what happens? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy, is so happy that He is imitating my Mahbub, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's attained His objective. Then when we have issues and problems, Allah ta'ala makes them easy. And on the next stage, the kharafat, that we love the sins and we don't pass along a route without looking at a woman or doing bad actions, then with the barakah of the sunnah, when a person practices this, then with the barakah of the sunnah, Allah Ta'ala will make that person hate and dislike the sins. He will dislike the sins so much that if somebody stood in front of him, he won't know, is this a statue or is this stone or is this a woman stood? They say subhanallah, this is the kamal and the miracle of the sunnah. His lifestyle and emotions are thoughts changed. He won't know that he's speaking with a woman or the man, is this an animal or whatever. He will not pay attention. He will dislike the sins and zina. He won't even think towards that sin. Allah Ta'ala's help descends and comes, and then see on top of that, subhanallah, just like Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that as soon as you protect your eyesight, then the halawat, the taste and the enjoyment of iman will come to you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised that you'll get this. And what's the halawat of iman? That your salah will not be the salah of old, but the color and the form of your salah will change because the sickness will have left and gone far. And the enjoyment of tilawah and recitation of the Quran will be unique because you've left the sins. Every ibadah, worship, you'll start to get the taste and enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala's promises bar haq, because we have eliminated the disease, the illness. If today we say waswasas in salah and whispering in salah, can't focus and concentrate and think, and then you finish salah and you leave, you stop praying salah, you stop doing ibadah, I don't feel like it, waswasa, whispering of shaitan. Brothers, this is totally right, but do the cure. Do the cure. What's the reason for this? The reason for this is we don't have the taste and the enjoyment of iman. It's disappeared. And why? Because we are doing such a sin. We do such a thing. So take the root cause analysis, eliminate that sin that is causing the problems, and that sin that is eliminating everything, and then the goodness will come. And then when you do amal, then you will be satisfied with doing good amal. And we are running around, I keep getting waswas in my ears, I do wazifas and lessons and dhikr and reading, do du'as, but we don't go to the genuine issue to save the eyes from zina. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says that your hilawat has ended, your sin has multiplied so many times, and you cannot read the Quran, you cannot prostrate properly, you don't bow properly, you don't feel enjoyment, but you enjoy yourself in the dunya from wasteful discussion, from music and drums and sitting around just chit-chatting for hours on end, because iman has decreased to the lowest ebb. So when you come back and your iman is revived and the light of iman comes, then instead of Allah and His Rasul system, you will not understand any other orders, instructions. Subhanallah, your tears will come out of your eyes for hours. You will say, oh, tell me about the Prophet, and you will sway here left and right. You'll be so happy and you'll enjoy time and time again. You'll hear the hadith of the Prophet, his blessed words, his naats, nasheed. So much love will increase with the Holy Prophet that you will transform from the person who is a thief in terms of iman to the pious person. So this is not about argument and fighting and disputes. We will accept that before Allah, I was a liar. I used to betray your deen, astaghfirullah. I used to dishonor the deen. And I said I was an ashik, and people called me when to the right path, for example, etc. But this is the enjoyment when a person will see the lut of the, what is the praising of the Prophet, what is the enjoyment of the Prophet sunnah. So my brothers, iman has evaporated, and that's because we're not protecting our eyes today. And the biggest method that the shaitan used for us to sin is this method. This is the method of shaitan. So we should protect our eyes so we can. And what is the method to protect the eyes is that we should look to the right, to the left, rather just move on our path straight. And in within a few days, Allah Ta'ala's help will descend, and then everything around us will become like a rock, and Allah Ta'ala's fadl will come. Will we do this, my brothers? Yes, that's good. Recite Durood Sharif.